The What Upon a Podcast is a dope show. It was written about a group of partners that get together to try their best to show love to all of their partners out there. There is joyful competition, a brawl, and lots of testosterone as it tells the story of the ambitious, arrogant partners who rose to fame and success in the 1980s and 90s until a drastic misstep into what we called a genre issue nearly brought them to ruin. They redeemed themselves by breaking the Sensational Partners show, and from then on, the rest was history. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring you out now, the partners.
All right. Welcome, partners. Yeah, you know, aka podcasted motherfucker, first official podcast of the shit of ever, actually. I got my special guest tonight, one of my long partners from back in the day here. Goes by Big A, representing Foul Control. Say what's up, Big A.
I'd like to give a shout out to everybody. Welcome to our first podcast.
Shit, this motherfucker's going all trying
strong,
to be all
going
like
strong right
professional
now.
Big first A. Off, be yourself, motherfucker.
You know why I'm studying it.
This motherfucker's
right
on
now.
A blind date with all of you right now, trying to like get to know you. Be yourself, bro. Be yourself. Like I just took a drink of my drink. That's being myself.
Oh.
Yeah. Been trying to get this podcast started for quite some time now, so I want to welcome you all to the podcast this 2018 November. Actually, pretty fucking, I would guess, sentimental or, I don't know, historical.
This is a big day.
Since we're starting off on Thanksgiving, right?
It's a special day. I have
a special day.
Four plates, no lie.
I mean, we should probably do like kill a goat or some shit. But you're a single guy, right, Big A? I mean,
yes,
technically, you should be banging tonight. A lot of lonely women out there.
Yes, you know, but the lonely women like to eat themselves to sleep.
Eat
so
themselves.
They're eating right now, actually.
for all you women out there that are listening, I'm not taking that stance. I know that you want someone to be there right now with you and, you know, talk about how dinner was and how you had a crazy day.
I would be there, but I'm here with you now. So this is my Thanksgiving. And for the ladies who hear this later, you know, FAO Control, you know what I'm saying? That's where I be.
What you think about all this shit going on in the world, huh?
You know, it's sad. It's really sad, you know.
What do you think about that Trump caravan? Like, that shit's getting crazy, bro. Motherfuckers are on the border.
I think it's sad, but, you know, who funded all that, though? That's what I want to know.
Obviously, you know. So you know nothing of the subject, huh?
So don't
let's talk about things you do know. What kind of shit do you know?
I know it's always right. Music,
well,
very interesting.
I mean, that's what happens when you do shit like this on a major holiday. You got family over and people you don't want to necessarily talk to. Not me, of course. Probably,
right?
Probably some other people.
Genau.
But no shit. We were talking about the monumentalness of this day. The first podcast that we decided to put together. We're always talking shit. We're always
for the record, this guy next to me, yeah, he likes to talk shit.
I talk a lot of shit, you know.
I like to just laugh.
I'm a major shit talker.
Yeah,
shit talkers before me probably reincarnated into a previous shit talking me, and then they got abducted by aliens, and then the aliens were even more shit talkers. And then they fucking reincarnated back into me, if that makes sense.
It does. It does not make sense, but hey, whatever you say.
Yeah.
Partner.
So when you think about it, the Indians or the Pilgrims, whoever those fuckers were, they never ever thought that we two, three, four, five guys, whoever's involved in this fucking podcast, just you and I here now, would ever be doing a podcast on this date. So I want to thank you all for joining us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you.
And I want to talk about the real fucking things of this podcast is going to be about all kinds of shit, you know, from Big A here, from his, you know, from the first time he lost his virginity, for example, maybe even before that, like when the first time a dinosaur shit himself, like that's how far back we're going to go.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it right. And, you know, just for you, like the listeners, you're going to experience epic.
We'll talk about current events, past events, future events.
Exactly.
Events that weren't necessarily events. Yeah, what'd you do? It's fucking Thanksgiving. I mean, you got here kind
of
late.
I kept it really simple. Got a lot of rest. I ate a lot of food. Would I do it all over again? Yes. Just something about that. Not thinking about it, just eating and feeling bloated. It's a rush. It really is.
Well, I spent all day fucking cleaning, which was half-assed, you know?
Hey, but you did it.
Started cooking, went to the store, went to fucking Honey Bake to try to buy a ham, and they were closed on Thanksgiving. What kind of motherfuckers that serve ham are closed on Thanksgiving?
A lot of them, they reserve the day before.
Don't fucking defend them, Big A.
I'm just saying, I've been around people
fucking who Honey Bake motherfucker
year after year, and that's what I've heard
before. That would be my pet name for you if we were in a relationship. Call you Honey Bake.
Nah, how about that fucking rub you made?
You like that, huh?
It was odd.
It was weird.
It was odd.
So for those of you who don't know, I don't cook for shit. Maybe grilled cheese, barbecue, stuff like that.
So for all your folks listening right now, it's been a good day.
Don't talk back, motherfucker. What are you expecting? The fucking you. I mean, they don't talk back, Big A. We'll get used to it, you know.
Dude, I'm lost. What do you mean? Don't talk back to what?
They don't talk back. You ask them a question. You ask the viewers. Is it viewers? Listeners.
I didn't. You know, people can see sound. So I guess the viewers.
let's run that one back again.
The viewers.
Dr. Big A, how can people see sound?
You know, I've heard of many artists saying that they see music in color.
Deep, bro.
Thank you.
See music in color. I mean, I think they talk about it metaphorically.
Yeah, man. Like
or, you know, what's the word when you fucking, when you're all fired up and you see something like it's badass, you know, even if it's in the dark, right?
Yeah.
Like imagine yourself, if you close your eyes right now, you see pitch black. Everybody close your eyes. You see pitch black, right?
You can see whatever you want in pitch black.
But you can feel whatever you want.
Yeah, man. That's pretty cool. That's something like I was seeing kickboxer or something, you know?
Why kick? I mean, I guess it could work. Yeah, kickboxing would work, but...
No, like the movie, like I can see that being like...
The movie kick... Oh, yeah, okay.
Like I can see that being... That was a pretty deep moment. Like,
what about a song, you know? A song will get you all fired up. Can you... But if you can't hear...
But I think it has to be done by like Nickelback or something.
Well, you said you can hear colors. How the fuck do we start this conversation?
Because you said that we have viewers, but we don't have viewers.
No, they're listeners. We both agreed they were listeners.
Yeah, but we said there are people who can see sound through color.
They can see sound through color.
Hear sound through color.
Wow.
Hey, bro.
Let's play that one back.
Caught myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly we're stoned.
Yeah,
for those of you who don't know,
yeah, I think we are.
This guy's appreciating the legality of living in California and being a resident of California, the great state, the golden state.
Definitely, really am. You know, even before then, I felt proud, even though it wasn't at this level.
I mean, hey, we're all proud here, right? We're all proud of you, Big A.
Hey, whatever you gotta say. Anyways, in the state of California, you know, it's been really lenient in that field where grass wasn't that big of a deal. Now it's just everybody does it.
Everybody smokes weed now. I mean, how about let's do it. Everybody, let's do a mental fucking survey. Think about out of 100 people you know, let's say 50 that you know, how many of them smoke weed?
A lot of them.
That's. Okay.
I can't even guess. Like, I really can't.
50%, 40, 30, 20.
Out of 50 people, I would say...
Like 100 people.
Like, if they ever had it before, or as in if they're
how many of them
constant?
Are actively blazing it right now? Hey, man, don't be blowing smoke in the microphone.
What? Oh, my bad.
You just apologized into the microphone, to the microphone?
Yeah.
Man.
Our listeners are going to be like, dude, FAO control, real deal.
Stop plugging in your branding and shit. This guy, for those of you who don't real know, deal. He's got a brand. He's called it FAO control. Fuck it. Let's do it now. What is FAO control? Why do you call it FAO control? And if you don't want to tell me like what it is all the way, that's fine too, because I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah,
just
laughing,
kidding. Just kidding.
He came up with the whole idea. So.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to say exactly what it means, but if you know who I am, it's initials.
Well, most of these people listening might know you, but do they really know you?
No
and
one.
Even going further than that, does anybody fucking know you?
Yes.
Okay. How many Instagram followers you got?
I don't even know.
Well, for example, if I wanted to follow you on Instagram after this podcast, can I look up Foul Control?
Yeah, you're going to look up FAO_the word control, like control your shit.
No shit?
Exactly.
Nice. All right. The motherfucker's legit. What about a Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter?
I'm not really into that.
LinkedIn.
For my...
Farmers only.
I just like to keep it
simple. Chicks with dicks.
Focus on making material, being productive.
Local Bears.
You know, making special appearances like tonight, you know what I mean? Doing it for the homies.
So what does Foul Control mean? Why? Tell me about that.
It means my initials plus control. So if you say it.
Plus control.
Exactly.
What the fuck? That's Foul dope, dude.
Control.
That's some fucking Maverick shit. It's Top Gun shit.
So it's like you say Foul.
Dude, your paintings are the shit, bro.
Thank you.
I've been following this motherfucker's paintings for a while. You have to have one in your home. If you're lucky enough, Foul Control for show. For one thing, I can tell you that, right? I can tell you for sure that each painting has put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, all that normal shit. But more than that, it's taken a few weeks, months to complete. And I can guarantee you, every single painting that Big A has touched here has been under the influence of either marijuana or alcohol or both, right? And I can take it even a little further than that.
That is honestly nicely said. I think maybe there was maybe half of a painting where I didn't do anything. But for the most part, yes. So it was definitely under the influence. It allows
half of a painting you didn't do anything? What were you, fucking break up with your girl at that point? You were crying and shit?
It was just, I just had maybe just a cup of coffee. I was feeling great, you know? Caffeine.
Yeah.
And then the half of it, I went through the outline of the idea. And then after that, I was like, all right, man, I'm ready to smoke now.
Right on.
So half of an idea. I don't know. I've tried before to work.
So some say that when you're buying the painting, you're actually buying a piece of the artist's life.
I really believe that.
So let me give you an example. Let's say the painting, you know, you can jump in anytime you want, but let's say the painting took you 3 months to complete, right? Every time you look at that painting, you know what the fuck happened during those 3 months. Or, and furthermore, you're just like, you lost yourself in those 3 months.
Yeah, because you're looking at something so much, and then, you know, I guess every artist, including us now with this podcast, you know, is being original, and that's the goal in life.
Isn't it true that, you know, painters, a lot of artists or whatever, even, I mean, everybody, music, fucking people who do pottery, painting, singing, musical instruments, all that shit. Like, if they don't like it, after spending so many days, weeks, and then when it finally is done and they don't like it, they will murder that shit. They will fucking kill it. Like almost like postpartum, you know, from a mom that, you know, has a baby and then just goes crazy and shit.
Honestly, when I'm done with an idea, like, I'm over it. When I'm done with the painting, I'm over it. I'm like, put a lot of work into it, so I'm ready to let it go. You know, so I don't really get attached to it. Like, I think I'm more attached to the original paintings. Those ones, because they're cool, because you look back and you're like, oh, I can remember how I felt at that time, but...
So, basically, no then. I mean, you could have just said no.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, fuck, dude. Well, that's a good question for you then. By the way, folks, throwing in a badass Big A here compliment. I have his very first painting he's ever made.
The very first one.
In my home today. So, fuck you, because you don't have it. You fucked up. The very
first one.
Dumb shits. Like, because when this motherfucker dies, and he will one day.
Doing it right.
I'll be a poor man.
To be worth a lot.
Well, for example, right? I'm an artist. I'm not an artist, but I'm an artist. I'm an art connoisseur. Like, when I look at a painting, I think, like, going back to that earlier conversation we're having about, like, how many, like, artists put their whole lives into a painting, a period of their lives, like a time frame, right? Like, this, I was going through this during this time in my life. Even, like, music, like rappers or songwriters. Who's that chick who always puts in her breakup songs? Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
She's always writing about shit that happens in her life. So that's basically the same thing when it comes to painting. I think about that, right? I think about that, well, especially
the painting, and the viewer gets to their what their feelings are at that moment when they see it. They can get their own interpretation of an idea. That's why I personally am interested more into like more abstract. For example, I'm not just making an apple. That's all you're gonna see in the painting is an apple.
You've painted an apple?
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like I'm not. You know, if you're just painting, that's all you can see. But if you make some idea with colors and
you know
shapes.
You can smoke out of an apple, right? You can make a pipe out of an apple.
If you make an idea where it's just straight, there's no rules to it, like the viewer is gonna
Granny Smith or Washington it, apple,
what
kind of,
you know?
All right, we're gonna stick to your subject, I'll stick to mine.
With what?
What are we talking about?
The same thing.
We're talking about the same thing, right? Yeah. Apples?
No, but we're talking about.
So, hey, how come artists don't do that? How come they don't put, like, this is the name of the painting, and this is how long it took to fucking finish the painting? Furthermore, this is what happened in my life when this painting was completed.
That's a good idea.
That would be some crazy shit.
I think that would be really good.
Right?
Like an original painting, yeah.
Yeah.
That's original.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, what is abstract? You want to explain to people what abstract means and what are the other types of art out there?
Abstract is like more of a different form of image. You know, you get from seeing your normal image, like let's say a chair, you know, you see maybe a chair, but it has some swirls, some bright colors, some different shapes, but it's still a night, you know, it can still be like a landscape or a portrait, but it's just done in an abstract way.
I like to think more about the historical piece, right? The historical part of the piece. So that's why I think it would be pretty cool if they did that. I mean, I'd fucking love to be like, yeah, you know, this is Big A's first painting. It took him 6 months to complete. He masturbated 82 times during that process. He fucking, you know, he got turned down 36 times by random broads. You know, he got a speeding ticket. His life was a mess during that week because his porn site was blocked because of all the fucking emails this motherfucker downloads. Some sick shit.
Dude, but...
You know?
Yeah, but abstract art, though. you gotta do it, bro.
Okay, so what's your favorite abstract?
It's an art that does not attempt to, you know, represent externally reality, you know, and it seeks to achieve its like its effect using shapes and forms.
Are you fucking reading your phone?
Huh?
Let me see your phone.
Nah, dude.
You're reading your Why are you reading your phone, bro?
This guy is tripping out right now.
Are you did you Google abstract? God damn, that was awesome.
I did not.
That's okay. You know, hey, look, it's like boys have a penis and girls have a vagina, you know, but if I asked you, what does that mean? Really? You probably have to Google it, right? And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know.
How's the single life, Big A? I know you recently got out of a relationship. I didn't want to bring it up, but my viewers here, AKA listeners, but they can see color, so they're viewers too. They want to know, like, dude, how the fuck are you single? I was just with you at a football game with this person, and all of a sudden you're single. You called me. I was at a fucking World Series game, and this guy calls me, and they're all cuddling and shit. FaceTimes me. I thought it was cute as fuck.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the beauty with life. You know, you just go through these experiences, and sometimes it just, when you're so different in a good way.
I don't think I understand anything you just said. And I don't think it's fair that you confuse our listeners with this horse shit. What the fuck really happened? Hey, dude. Hey, what the fuck really happened?
Oh, just...
No bullshit. Put it all out there right now.
I just, you know, two different types of people.
What happened?
I'm a little more like on a...
No, what was the fucking boom? That's it. It's done. What was it? What was that moment you said, fuck this?
It was mutual.
I'm out.
It was mutual.
No, there is no mutual. You have to understand this. There is no mutual. It's somebody said it first. All right. Whoever says it first wins, motherfucker.
Hey.
On a breakup, whoever says it first wins. All right. Did you win or did you lose?
I guess it just didn't work out. I don't.
Did you win or did you lose?
I don't win or lose. Like I don't see anything like that. I just feel.
So did you win or did you lose?
No one won or lost. It just didn't work out. That's it. Good vibes, dude. good vibes.
You know what, Big A?
Gotta be positive.
I don't want liars on my podcast. No, right? I don't want fucking liars.
Why are you gonna think negative thoughts?
Negative? Yeah. I want the lying is negative, motherfucker.
No, I think not lying. It's just more just like.
Not, well, not if it's a white lie. You know? If it's a white lie, it's Blanco.
You know what I'm saying? Just be positive.
But stuff. If it's a Blanco lie, then it's a white lie.
It is what it is.
It isn't what it is, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm
tell me what happened exactly.
It didn't work out.
I tell you what. Tell me who said it first.
It was just both of us.
Oh, shit. We will never know the truth.
Dun, dun, dun.
Motherfucking X-Files. Do they exist? Are they out there? Did she say it first? Yeah, probably. I mean, because I knew if I would have said it first, I'd be like, yeah, motherfucker, I said it first. I said, look, all right, fuck you. Right?
You know,
but you didn't, so it's cool. We all get it. We know. We know. Because we didn't know, and we know, Big A.
If you don't know, now you know.
All right. So, sudden turn of events, though, right? Like, what led up to that shit? The last time I talked to you at that World Series game on the FaceTime, there was some happy, magical shit going on there. Like, I actually thought, I was like, this motherfucker might have a chance. He might. But what? I'll let you talk.
No, those are good times. So, It was a good time. It's just more of
good times at Richmond High.
At the end of the day, there's no winning or losing. I'm only gaining from experiences, and it was a good experience.
Most people are going to think that there's times when you sound like you're reading from a pamphlet at an abortion clinic or some shit like that. What the fuck are you talking about?
No script.
No. Yeah, I know, but it's weird, all right?
Speaking freely.
What was the turning point, though? There's always a turning point. Something happens, and you're like, you know what? I'm fucking done. Fuck that. There's always a turning point.
Yeah, well, I think if there's two people that are not on the same page with the
feelings, well, I mean, from what I understand, you guys were partying, drinking, smoking. Drinking, smoking, fucking? No fucking?
Just
a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B? All right. Either way, fucking or no fucking, you guys were...
You guys were
together a lot. So,
hung out, yeah.
I mean, family functions, met your parents, all that shit. I mean, you brought her to me, so that must have been something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but, you know.
What I'm saying is, there was a time, or a moment, I should say, where you're like, you know what? I'm fucking out. Fuck that shit. When was it? What was it?
At that moment where you're not compatible with that person.
Oh, yeah? You try to put your dick in and it didn't want to go in, so you're like, I'm not compatible. It happens when, you know, the vacuum fucking prong, the plug for the vacuum is bent. That shit happens all the time.
Dude,
you know, that shit happens all the time, dude.
Yeah, dude, but that's what it was. Just not compatible. That's all it is. It was still good times, though. I'm not going to be... It was great times.
The other day, I was looking for my iPhone charger, and I found a different charger, and it wasn't compatible with my iPhone. It was... Hey. It just wasn't compatible. Shut the fuck up. Tell us what the fuck happened. Everybody wants to know. We've been building this shit up for 5 minutes now. Now we want to fucking know, right? Say it with me, folks. We want to know. What the fuck?
Dude, that's it. That's what I said.
Wow.
Good vibes, man.
You know what? Fuck you, Big A.
Good vibes.
No, fuck you, man. Good vibes. Good vibes, my ass. Everybody's been listening to this shit, wants to know what the fuck happened. But you know what? I'm going to back down for you.
Hey, man. That's what happened.
Obviously, it's a touchy subject.
No, it isn't. I mean, cool. That's what happened.
Now that you're alone, you have to touch yourself. So it's a touchy subject. You're constantly whacking it. It's a new addiction all over again. You know, I don't know how I feel about it, but fuck it.
Hey, you know what? Good times.
Anything you can talk about?
We talk about what?
I mean, what can we talk about? Because obviously there's certain things we cannot talk about.
Get the fuck out of here. Shit. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about you.
What are you talking about me for?
All right, you're a newly single man. What the fuck's the next step? What are you gonna do with yourself?
Just
because when you were with her, was there anything you were like, fuck, man, if I wasn't with her right now, I'd be doing this.
I think I've been able to maintain myself.
Like, I'd be in a fucking orgy right now. No, I mean things like that.
Yeah, I've been.
I'd be traveling Western Europe, mountain fucking hiking the Himalayas. I'd be fucking going in my DeLorean to 1965 or 55, whatever fucking date it was. That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, man. I've been able to maintain that.
You've been what?
Able to maintain, like, being productive. So I've been still...
You've been working out lately, right?
Yeah.
How much weight have you lost?
100 pounds.
100 pounds? Holy shit. How many kilos is that? It sounds cooler if you say it in kilos, like a drug dealer. Hey, Siri, how many kilos... is 100 pounds. 45.36 kilos, Hans. You lost 45 kilos, eh? Let's round down. It's 45.
Oh, spun song.
45 kilos. I mean, I don't know. What would Al Pacino say? Big A, you lost it.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know. That's my Al Pacino. But yeah. You know, what's your regimen like? I mean, talk to people who want to lose 100 pounds. Like, tell them what you got to do.
Just work out.
I mean, honestly, bro. There's a lot of excuses out there, right? How do you bypass the excuses? Because when you were together, you were with your ex or exes or whatever, you didn't fucking work out every day. I know that for a fact, right? So people that are in a relationship have plenty of excuses not to work out. But then when you get out of a relationship, what's your motivation? And how can you turn that? How can you take that into a relationship to continue it? Because that shit is tough.
I think
everybody's motivations change over time.
Well, from what I've seen, they're both into exercising. They'll both either find time to, like, either go together or they'll go on their own.
I'm asking you, motherfucker, what do you mean they?
Well, like with me?
Yeah, you're talking about who's they? First of all, who are you talking about? They?
Anybody?
You're talking about general public.
General public, yeah.
Okay, so general public would both, if they like working out,
yeah,
then it's okay. Well, how do you take that motivation?
Well, it's hard.
You know, you got a life and shit, kids, all that stuff.
You got to really do it. Like, if you're gonna work out, you have to do it in the morning, so at least you don't have to worry about after work and still being able to go grub. At least you get a workout in, but you're probably gonna get about like 5 hours of sleep.
If you're getting 5 hours of sleep, how are you going to be in a healthy relationship? I mean,
yeah, eventually you're going to be like, you're fucking later because you're still trying to put it down too. So you figure, you know, that's why you be up later. And then you only get like 5 hours of sleep and you have to get up early to go to the gym.
I don't think you understood my question. So I'm going to move on. Okay. I said the motivational factor. Your motivations change all the time, right? One year you're motivated by this, or whatever's going on in your life, you're motivated by shit. How do you continue to use that to your advantage to get in the gym and lose 100 fucking pounds? What has changed in your life since you lost 100 pounds? You were in and out of a little relationship, dating a few chicks. That's it. But you're still fucking continuing. Is it one motivation that you've had the entire time, or is it multiple? And what the fuck?
I think it just changed from after going to a certain point in months. It's just a change of lifestyle. And then
the lifestyle change?
The lifestyle change. And that's what just keeps yourself motivated, because you're just, now it's something that you're just like a tension release process. Like, from, you know, if you have a long day, it just feels good going to that routine.
You just described masturbation.
Oh, you know what? You know what I'm saying?
You just described it like to the T. Most people here
you go to the gym, dude, and you just
thought you were talking about masturbation.
And then you work out and you feel great after.
Okay.
So that keeps me motivated.
Right.
And I push others too. I don't know. Try to get some clothes and.
You have a workout buddy?
No, I go solo.
You go solo?
Yeah.
Also a masturbation question.
No, I go with myself, dude.
You enable yourself?
I go by myself.
You go. Okay, that's a bathroom question.
Yeah, dude. Work out.
I work out. 100 pounds, though, man. That's great, dude. Good job. Congratulations. I mean,
thank you.
Like, in the future, like, what's the next 6 months look like for Foul Control? Big A. You know, what's happening with you? What do you want to do next?
A lot of good things coming up right now.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 35.
35. Okay, so you're going to be 35. What's on the horizon? What's your plan? I mean, shit. Talk to us.
Got a lot of new things coming out. Got to come out with some new art. Gonna have a partake in an art show and put up some of my work for display and for sale. Personal stash.
So how can our listeners buy some of your art? Or, you know, you already sent them to your Instagram, right? Yeah, what was the Instagram, by the way?
It's going to be FAO underscore control. That's where you can see all my work. Interested, you know.
Message you or some shit?
Yeah, you can definitely share my email address.
What about if people have suggestions on what they want? Can they tell you that too, or you're not done with that?
Yeah, it depends.
Depends, huh?
Yeah.
Orale.
Because they have to kind of know my style to kind of make sure that it kind of fits to what their idea is. Because, you know, kind of, you know, as much as you grow in your art, you still have your own style. And I have my own style, so I'm still able to maintain that and make shit. Hey,
you know what? I would first, if I was going to buy a painting from you, I would say just, you know, whatever you want, just send it to me. But there's a lot of people that won't necessarily be comfortable with that, right? So if you pick one on your Instagram or some shit, then the second one could be the blind one. Like if you're confident that you like one on the Instagram and you buy that one, the second one would just be completely inspired by Big A. Completely something you've never seen, original, something you haven't even seen yet. That would be dope.
Yeah, you know, I just got to feel it.
Yeah.
If I don't feel it, then I can't make it happen.
Well, for example, how did you feel when someone hit you up and said, I want that one? And then what happened during that time? How long did it take to come up with a second one, knowing they got the first one, now you want to produce a second one for them?
Well, they're all different paintings, so they're all one of a kind. So just whatever their preference is, if they like it.
Shit, man. So at this point, I know you've had a long day, many Thanksgiving fucking dinners and shit.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting there. After this episode, you listeners will understand that.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Love to have you on the podcast again sometime. Very soon, actually. So we'll talk about that. But more than anything, man, thanks for stopping by. You know, we learned a lot about you today. We definitely found out that you were bullshitting about who called it off first. And not only that, but we definitely found out that you ain't got shit to do on a night like this, you know, as a single dude. So for those of you who are in a relationship and are thinking about the grass and if it's greener on the other side, just think of this motherfucker and all the shit he's talked about tonight. That would be you without the art. Unless you're into art, but that's a different story. Not only that, but let's talk about just the fact that that would be you. I mean, that's fucked up, right? No offense, Big A, but most people don't want to be lonely on Thanksgiving. They want to be, you know, cuddling or speaking the truth here. Do you want to cuddle?
I feel great. I don't. I'm serious.
Would you be cuddling? If someone said, "Hey, do you want to cuddle?" Would you rather be cuddling? Would you rather be cuddling?
Yeah.
Thank you. Rest my case. So, anyways, it's been a pleasure, bro.
Thank you very much.
This is your local partner, always shooting the normal shit, always talking about the normal shit, and, you know, some shit you may never even heard of. But, of course, we're going to be here, you know, through and through. We're going to go ahead and keep recording. We're going to continue to do our thing and evolve this thing into something cool or cooler. We'll always have a drink in our hand or a smoke in our hand or something, right?
You know?
I mean, if you're having a just normal conversation, you're chilling, you ever think about, like, when you're with your buddies, hey, remember that one time, you know, you said that shit, we were talking about that one thing? That's this, right?
That's this right now.
Oh, remember we were together that one time? Oh, we had a great time, we're just chilling, hanging out. That's this
right fucking now. Podcast this moment, what's going on for real?
This fool is blitzed.
Yes, I am.
But that's what this is going to be, right? That's going to be the podcast, and hope you all join us so we can be shooting this shit and being like, hey, remember that one time?
Remember that one time?
Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Take care. Peace out.
Peace.
Oh, thank you.